Everybody.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for being here tonight. Jacqueline and I are talking about worldly things, and we're both ready to sink down in this because we realize our dissatisfaction with the worldly things.
Connie's trying to say is we are fit to be tied.
So let's pray about it.
Let's.
All right. Thank you, God. Thank you for providing us with the NTI and the promise. Do we need to do the prayer
You want Connie to
again?
pray again? Sure, it says, ah, fit to be tied, Ann says. Hey, Ann. I don't think Connie's going to. You're not going to do the prayer again, are you? No. She's not going to do the prayer again.
All right, let's see where we are. We are NTI, Acts chapter 13, verses 32 through 41. Jesus was a symbol.
Okay, that's what it says. So here we go. Jesus was a symbol, and what he represented was your path to truth. For all that happened to Jesus will, in its own way, happen for you. Well, hopefully not all of it. Some days it feels that way.
That's what you were talking about. That's what we're talking about today is the persecution, which of course is self-persecution.
Right.
Okay.
So, because I was telling Connie all my woes, and she's like, you only do this unto yourself. I'm like, come
She's
over
like,
here and start.
shut the See, Jax was usually my teacher, and she doesn't like it when you turn the tables on her. No, she's a good student.
Okay, let's see. So somebody asked for the page again. 238.
32
That's last full paragraph on that page. So we'll try again. Jesus was a symbol, and what he represented was your path to truth. For all that happened to Jesus will, in its own way, happen for you.
in its own way. So, which really is the seemingly persecution and the resurrection. It will happen for us.
Okay, that's
So
good.
this feels like what you and I are experiencing right now feels like the persecution. But the promise is the resurrection. And that was the prayer. I believe in the resurrection.
Right. Yeah, I got you. You're right. You're right. All lessons that you have desired to learn shall be given you as you ask that they be given. This shall happen that you may learn that you are that which you have always been, and anything else that seemed to be was just a dream you asked to dream. All things are given you as you ask, since all things work together for God.
Yeah, and we talked about this very thing at dinner that a friend of mine was talking about the inquiry, which is
Wolsiak.
Diedrich Wolsiak. And they were right there with Diedrich until he said, "You're responsible for the world you see." And they were going, "Are you kidding me? How can I be responsible for the world?" And I see, and this person has been studying spirituality for a long time. We just don't want to be responsible.
For somebody else's screw-ups.
Right.
I mean, that's the way it seems from the ego
Yes.
perspective. It's like, are you kidding me? He's a jerk. Are you kidding me? He's the one who blah, 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 whatever
Or
it
he's the
was.
one that
Yeah.
tears this up, and now I've got to pay for
Right.
it. But it happens. It happens to all of us. So we got to realize that it's just a dream you ask, and a dream that you ask for.
Right, to why'd I ask for it again?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Tonya Man idea.
Yeah,
It's
it's the
a
Tonya
it's
Man idea. It
that's
is.
right.
To experience
So
something other
yeah,
than it.
so the why is never going to get us out of here.
Right.
Just realize that it's happened, and that we're on a path back. And really, we're not even on the path back because we're already back. But we have to realize that we're already back. That's all it amounts to.
Just remember our truth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something on the board.
Cheryl said that Diedrich Wolsiak, who Connie likes to call, what are you calling?
Bond something.
Von Hoff Frankenstein or something. Diedrich Wolsiak, she says he was a hoot to hang out with in Costa Rica, which is where
I
his Chizigan
bet.
Center
I
is. Yeah.
bet. Good for you, Cheryl.
Okay, so again, let's see. All lessons that you have desired to learn shall be given you as you ask that they be given. This shall happen that you may learn that you are that which you have always been, and anything else that seemed to be was just a dream you asked to dream. All things are given you as you ask, since all things work together for God. All things are given as you ask, since all things work together for God.
Thank God all things work together for God. Because
Nothing.
otherwise it'd be hopeless.
Well, yeah, and we were talking about that too. Yeah, just about. Yeah, it would be pretty pointless. And I think that that's where most of us started this path, right? Was at some point you looked up and you went, what
Yeah,
is the point?
the futility of this lame existence. I
Yeah.
mean, Jacqueline was out at my house. We'll get through this one paragraph in a minute, but Jacqueline was out at my house, and there were some lovely people out there,
They were sweet.
but in their conversation, it was just so aware. It just became so evident that this day-to-day existence was their existence. They didn't get even that there was a promise of anything else. This was it. This was it.
Yeah,
This was a totality of,
and
and you
between
and
their pets and their illnesses and the people they knew who had money and I mean they were sweet, sweet, sweet country people. I mean they were just as sweet as they could be, but
but this is it. This there's no hope for them. I mean, I'm not that in their heart there was no hope. I mean, they're not aware that this is that there's more to it than this. That's all I'm saying. Of course, there's hope for them.
Yeah. It just you just see that in the normal, quote unquote, normal human existence, it just seems pretty mundane. And what I was saying to Connie, and as you guys know, I'm working on this house, and I feel like under quite a bit of stress with that. But as I was saying to Connie, it's like, if you had all the quote unquote struggles, and the only,
The
they're
only
just
payoff was maybe a little nicer house when you got done.
the only payoff's a little nicer house, or you get to buy another cockatoo, or right, or maybe the guy that's got all that money will actually speak to
Hey, Jacqueline, he acknowledged me. Oh my God.
right? I mean, you can see where it would seem like there were diminishing returns on continuing to participate in this existence. So,
Thank God we know what we know.
what do we know? That really that is all meaningless.
That all things work together for God.
Right.
And we're a part of that. A whole part of that, as the Course says.
Yeah, all about the story, Kathy says. Groundhog Day. Exactly.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly, Kathy. And like Jacqueline says, they were the sweetest people in the
They
world.
were just as sweet as they could be.
But it was, it's depressing to listen to them. But because they're not cognitive that all things work together for God and that they're a whole part of that. Okay, well, I guess we can get on to the next paragraph.
Well, let's try that. Not that that had anything to do with what we just read, but there we
Oh,
go.
I think it
You
does.
think it does?
Yes, since all things work together for God. Think all things are given you as you ask. See, there's not cognition there on their part to ask. Right? They don't even know all things work together for God. So what would they ask? We are fortunate enough to be sitting with NTI and to hear the call, and therefore can say, Holy Spirit, God, bless me with your presence.
Yeah, show me how to look at this.
Show me how to look at this. I know there's a better way to look at this. Exactly. And that's what this next sentence is saying. All things work together to God. Nothing at all is separate, including you, including
right.
them.
Right.
But they're not cognitive of it, and I am. And praise God that I am.
Amen. I hear you. That's what it says. Nothing at all is separate. Separateness is the illusion. Separate wills and separate desires are all illusion. Anything that seems separate and in conflict is illusion in illusion's form. For all things are one, and all things work together for God. There is no separate purpose. There only seems to be a separate way of understanding purpose, and even that is illusion.
There only seems to be a separate way of understanding purpose. So if you're not cognitive of God being the purpose, right? And you're remembering God, remembering that you're already at home in heaven, then you seem to have the purpose of the world. And to you and me, anyway, that purpose seems pretty futile.
Yes. When you're looking at the world and seeing conflict, you're looking through the eyes of illusion. During this time, illusion has been chosen by you. But you are only looking at illusion, and you're not even looking at illusion as the illusion that it is. For all illusion is the expression of freedom, and conflict is not freedom. To see conflict is to see illusion through another layer of illusion, which you have chosen to experience. To see illusion as the expression of freedom is to see illusion as it truly is.
I think you want to speak to that.
Well, actually, this reminds me of what Mary was saying last night about, you know, about you look out and you see conflict, and yet the only place the conflict can occur is within you. If I look out and see conflict, the only place that can occur is within me. That's the only place where where it's experienced, right? And therefore, which, you know, as A Course in Miracles tells us, is good news, because that's it is this I've done and it is this I would undo, right? So it's up to me to begin to recognize the conflict for what it is, which is illusion. And to choose again, frankly, you talk about Diedrich Wolle's act, talk about, you know, that's our reading tonight for general healing. It's that whole idea, you know, today's lesson talks about, I will not use the body's eyes, you know, meaning I may look out, I may think that I see conflict, but what's required for me to do is to understand that that's only illusion.
Yeah, and I was telling my partner, I said, you know, the only time we don't get along is is when you see you take issue with the way I see things. But that's it. I mean, the conflict can only be when we're seeing separately.
Right.
I mean, if we see things exactly the same way, there would never ever be a conflict.
Right.
The illusion would go away, right?
Right. And, you know, of course, would say the truth is true and only the truth is true. And NTI says the truth is true and only the truth is true. So if you're seeing two separate things, at least one of you and probably both of you are seeing through the filter of your perception. And that's how we spend most of our time. And that's why the choice to see with the eyes of Christ, or to not see through the body's eyes, or to choose again, is the choice to go this is all illusion. If it seems screwed, it's because it is screwed, because you're looking at illusion and believing that it's real.
And I couldn't agree with you more, because perception is always going to be off the mark. It's just always going to be off the mark. So the teaching comes along and says, you're living in a perceptual world. The world is always going to be off the mark. So you have to trust that forgiveness, which is to know that perception is off the mark, is the only way out. And you can't even go in and examine every scenario, because once you start digging in there and looking at the scenario, you're going to go, aha, you see? But you're never, ever going to get the full picture like the Holy Spirit does, and be like somebody totally cognitive of what's going on in your life, your partner's life, the neighbor down the street life, and how all those things came together and culminated into this one circumstance, and you're going, well, he's just selfish. So the point is that what's being asked of us is to know that you're never ever going to get that. That you're never ever going to have the full story, because you can't. You don't even have your full story, much less your neighbor that comes down the street with their barking dog or whatever, right? You're never ever going to have the full story. So the only way out is to say, I'm never going to have all the pieces here. I might as well
quit believing any of it.
Quit believing any of it, and know that it's part of the illusion. Know that it's meaningless in the whole thing of things. And all I want is a piece of God. And that's, you know, the Course in Miracles says, we're not offering you anything else except the peace of God. Well, oh my God, what an offering. Give me the peace of God. Don't let me get caught up in this world. Don't let me get caught up in this
and
stuff.
And instead I say, I want the peace of God and, you know, my house to sell quickly and the red convertible and whatever your bucket list is, right? That's all I want, and the peace of God. But it didn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's an either-or situation.
Yeah, because we don't truly get the value of the peace of God. You know, can you imagine being totally at peace with everything that comes along, no matter what your brother seems to do? Can you imagine that never ever having ruffled feathers?
Can I imagine it? Is that a rhetorical question?
No.
Can I imagine it? Yeah, I can imagine it. But I can imagine it for, like, you know, I don't know, 20 minutes or a weekend enlightenment intensive duration. But, you know, and that's what I was asking Mary about last night in that interview. It's like, that's great, but how do you make it travel? You know, the teaching is great. The reality of it's great. I've seen the reality. I get the reality. Now, how do I make that travel? That's the real question. So can I imagine going through life every day and not getting my feathers ruffled, not pointing at my brother and going, man, that was screwed up, you know? You know, and the funny thing that you and I, and we may be a little off topic, but I apologize. Folks, but and the funny thing is that you know, it's like Paul Hederman talks about when he talks about this lion comes to this group of lambs and goes, you're all lions, and they go, or group of lambs, sheep, whatever they are, sheep, and they go, really? Oh, how cool. And so they start, you know, they start taking roaring lessons, and they're like fixing their curls into a lion's mane, you know, and so they're doing all the things that, you know, and he's like, no, you don't get it. You are lions. It's not something you have to create. It's not something you have to pretend to be. And so, and that's the real, and that's the real, for me at this point is the real crux, is the real issue, because it's like, so I've had the experience as, right, the one or more experiences of being the lion. And then you go, okay, so how do I, you know, how do I maintain my lionness, right? And it's like, oh, well, And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to if somebody, somebody steps on my toe, I'm not going to roar. Well, I don't roar at them because I'm lying, right? But but you get the point. It's like so I'm going to play nice. I'm going to be nice. Somebody's going to step on my toe, and I'm going to go, hey, it's all cool. It's all cool. Don't worry about it. And I'm going to do that over and over and over again. And then one day, somebody steps on on your toe, and you wrap your fingers around their neck, and you throw them out, in the yard. I mean, because it's like, it's so for me right now, that really seems to be the issue. It's like, I get it. I get that I'm lying. Got it. Know what that feels like. Have had that experience. Know that that's my aspiration. I know that that's my sine qua non. Know that that's my raison d'être. All those words I can't pronounce, right? I mean, I know this. I get it. And yet, as I apply it, it doesn't seem to be applied. You think you're doing it, and then when I don't know, when the scales tip, when you've had enough, or when you go, oh shoot, I just thought that I thought that I was acting, I experienced lioness, I've been acting like a lion, but today, man, sure felt like a sheep again, so it's like, it's not, and it's not a matter of of self-judgment. It's like, okay, now which step did I make? It's like making bread, and you pull it out of the oven, and it's flat as a pancake. You're like, damn it. I thought I had this whole recipe figured out. I thought that I needed the dough properly, right? I thought that I had the temperature set correctly on the oven. I thought that I put the yeast in. But apparently, I've missed a step here, because while I was going through the motions, while I'm, moving my fingers around, kneading this dough, I thought that I was doing it from my heart. I thought that I was doing it sincere. I'm looking at the end game. I'm aware of what's at stake. I understand the promise. I've lived the promise. I've lived this, you guys heard me talk about this before, about just really living that, being the living expression of that, at least for some period of time, where I was just the living expression of this unbounded joy, right? This unfettered, free, absolute joy and celebration of everyone's experience, no matter what awful thing was going on for them. It was just really felt myself as the experience of joy over experience, about having this experience, and that's great. And then the question is like, yeah, well, now how? And so you bring it home, and you live it. People are sometimes not kind, and you're like, don't about it. It's all cool. All right, I understand you're upset. Here, let me put you in your favorite chair and give you your cigar and put your feet up. I mean, you're loving, you're giving, and then at some point you go, uh-oh, what happened here? So I have said this about 20 different ways. I'm going to shut up. Maybe Connie has something to say in
Yeah, and
return.
maybe the room has something to say about it. And basically, the only thing that I can say is that we do know the truth, and that's what the miracle offers us, that there is another way of looking at this. So, I mean, the Course talks about vigilance, and the joining of like minds would help, but the vigilance to.
But it's, and you and I talked about this earlier, and you thought I got upset. And maybe I will again, although I didn't earlier. But the point is, it's not a matter of not being vigilant.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, again, I'm telling you that this is the, you get the end goal. Right, you get the end goal, and you're in constant application of it. But it's like, it's just and that's why I mentioned Paul Hederman a while ago and the whole sheep story. It's because it's like even having had the experience of it and the attempt to put it in application, and I'm not saying that I'm going around gritting my teeth going, okay, I'm not really mad at you, USOB. It's not that at all. It's like you really are going along on this course and you're really going, don't sweat the small crap, right? So, and then it seems, and then you go to a certain point and then you're like, well, shit, oh, sorry. but I must have missed a step somewhere because I don't know, because that seems to be the experience. But I don't know that you're hearing me. I don't think you hear me.
Well, I understand that. I mean, most of us would do well to be as vigilant as you are. I get that. The course does talk about the miracle, and the miracle is seeing this another way, whatever the experience seems to be.
Right.
The vigilance I was talking about would be to say, oh my gosh, I don't like the way I'm seeing this. So there must be another way. So to be turning that over and surrendering my perception, because we just talked about how you're never ever going to know all the ins and outs of what's going on, and that forgiveness and the miracle is the way out of this.
Right. Well, and certainly, and we haven't talked about the specifics of my particular situation, and frankly, just talking about it with Connie over dinner tonight kind of brought this stuff up again. I see that Kathy says, is it inappropriate to speak with a person with whom you're upset? Is it practical? All that's been done. What you just suggested has been done, and I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that this situation is, well, I don't know if it's unresolved. Obviously I seem a bit upset about it today. I think it builds momentum, when you kind of talk about it. Like I was telling Connie earlier, I don't like to, I think you all may have heard me talk about it before. It's like, feeding chum to the sharks, right? The bloody flesh to sharks, right? So I don't like to feed the ego. So I don't talk about this stuff. I don't generally talk about it. It's just like, okay, and then next. But it seems like, it seems like I'm doing the work. I mean, particularly with the incident that you and I talked about. I mean, it was immediately, turned over to the Holy Spirit. Had some even had some follow-up stories where somebody had made some assumptions about what I had done, and I got upset because it was total projection, and then so I'm saying I want to see this differently. On my drive home, I have this whole conversation with where I my it's my misperception. I had a misperception about the guys who came in and did the carpet. I thought they screwed it up, and then I talked to the handyman, and it was the handyman who screwed it up, and then I had to call the people back and go, no, it wasn't the carpet guy. So it was funny because it was an instant lesson, and
In your misperception.
in my misperception. So it was an instant lesson. But what I'm talking about is this: there seems to be even as you're going through the steps, right? You're turning it over to Holy Spirit, and you're going, oh, this is small stuff, and I'm not sweating the small stuff, and it feels as if you're genuinely letting it go. But at some point you just go, are you kidding me? I mean, at some point you feel like Job. You're like, what? Now you're gonna kill who? Now you're gonna kill my only son? Are you effing kidding me? Right? So at some point it's like, and so when you're at that point, you go, well, wait a minute. I've been going, I baked the cake and it's flat, right? I baked the bread and it's flat. You're like, so if there's residual stuff, right, that's not being dealt with, apparently it's not being dealt with. Or else you wouldn't have this, what we talk about as egos is we're like, well, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, right? And it's like this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and this happened, and then this other thing happened, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back, right? You have a blow up, and it seems like. Even though we're doing the practice, we're doing the things that we're supposed to do, it still seems like there'd be some residual, or else, something minor wouldn't like seem like the straw that broke the camel's back. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay, are we done?
Yeah, and it's the ego that wants to fix this stuff, right?
Right.
And I,
Yeah,
you know,
festering agitation, Kathy says.
yeah, and I, you know, it may just be the way of the world.
Oh, wait, maybe we should read the next page. You
Okay.
like this?
Let's read the
No, wait,
way.
you tell me. What did you want to say? Did you want to say something else? Because I. Oh, that's really
Okay, go
funny.
ahead, read it.
I don't even know where I am. Actually, it's at the top of the let me back up. This is really funny. So at the top of 238, which is not the next page, it's where we finished last week, but it's really cute because I had underlined and an exclamation point next to it. So let's read it, shall we? It says, expect challenges on the path with me. Expect the desire for a separate and unique will to seek for command and control. Expect self-attack and fear. Be prepared for confusing thoughts and times of doubt, and then remember what you truly want. For what you truly want must be your guiding light because you are free. What you truly want must be your guiding light because you are free. Remember your freedom and hold up your light. All shadows must step aside and let you pass. For nothing can be an obstacle to the desire and true will of the Son of God. Well, that's the answer.
Yeah, and this says, I mean, read the next paragraph too.
With true will as your guiding light and trust as your torch, you shall be led to people and situations that are helpful. You may not first know why you are led there, but as you wait in trust and patience, it shall be made clear. As you wait in trust and patience, it shall be made clear. And I was telling you guys last week that the guidance that I had gotten, over some of these frustrations that I'm experiencing with this house is, be thankful. It's going to be another $1,000. Be thankful, right? And that's really it. Let me read the next paragraph. Thank you all for allowing us to back up here after I ranted for so long. It says the way of God is always made clear in its own time according to the plan of the Holy Spirit. And the way of God is the way of your true desire. So it is the way of peace and of one will. The way of God and the plan of the Holy Spirit is the way of unfolding that must be. For who can stop the will of God when that will is also the one will of his true desire? All men have accepted the will of God, and so all men play their part in its unfolding. There are no obstacles to the truth, and the truth is that you are free and being led to the remembrance of your freedom. Every brother along your way is given that you may remember your truth. All things work together for God because that is the one true will of all things.
And that's really cool. It says there are no obstacles to truth. And it would appear as obstacles to truth. Because, I mean, that's what we've been talking about for a little while here, right?
Right.
It would appear that there's lots of obstacles to truth. But you're being led to the remembrance of your freedom. I mean, it's happening. Your unfolding is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I I mean, we have this promise and this faith and this understanding. And we were talking about the people that were at the cabin. While they have it as well, I'm cognitive of it. And for that alone, I need to be grateful. What's the next paragraph over here say?
All right, so we're going to go on. We're going to move on to NTI Acts chapter 14, correct?
Chapter 14. Oh, are we there? No, I think we're.
Yeah.
Oh, huh?
Aren't we there? Oh, no, we're not. No, we're not. So we're at verses 49 through 52,
That's what
right?
I thought.
Thank
Okay.
you. Okay. When you are looking at the world and seeing conflict, you are looking through the eyes of illusion. During this time, illusion has been chosen by you. But you're only looking at illusion, and you're not even looking at illusion as the illusion that it is. For all illusion is the expression of freedom, and conflict is not freedom. To see conflict is to see illusion through another layer of illusion, which
What does
you.
that mean? To see conflict is to see illusion through another layer of illusion.
Okay, let me just back up. But you're only looking at illusion. And you're not even looking at illusion as the illusion that it is. For all illusion is the expression of freedom, and conflict is not freedom. So if you're seeing conflict, you're
Still
not seeing it for the freedom that it is. You see,
your choice.
well, no, the freedom that we're talking about is it seems to be you have a will that seems to conflict with my will. But all we're seeing is the expression. Expression
Of freedom.
of freedom. It's just the expression of freedom. So if I'm going, look at this conflict, I'm just putting another filter on and going, oh, it's awful. Look at this con you know that it's that idea that I'm still going, well, I don't think things should be that way. I think people should get along. You're even that misses the point that we're all free to express the way that we do.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I read that to
Okay.
say. To see conflict is to see illusion through another layer of illusion, which you have chosen to experience. To see illusion as the expression of freedom is to see illusion as it truly is.
Okay, I got it.
Which is actually really helpful. Kathy writes, the problem is really an opportunity for freedom rather than conflict. Yeah, good. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Kathy, for saying that. And thank you, Connie, for pointing this out too, because I think this really is the answer to the question. To see conflict is to see illusion through another layer of illusion. So thank you again for having a pause here, because the idea is, and we talk about loving what is or the loving all method, seeing through the eyes of Christ. We talk about these things, and it's like we always come back to my fundamental problem is I look at something and I go, well. It shouldn't be that way. This should be easy. This should be, I'm supposed to be in Colorado, and why am I saddled with this stupid house, and why am I doing this stuff, and I'm going to lose my, I mean, whatever it is, right? But I'm seeing what I think is something that shouldn't be. And I'm the one who drew up that measure, right? Really, it's just it is what it is, and if there's conflict around that, it's because I think that things should be this way, and you think that things should be this way, and we're gonna, and so I'm gonna experience conflict with you because I think you're expressing your freedom. You are really screwing it up, right? And so if you see someone who's expressing a different will than what I seem to think ought to be going on, I mean the recognition is that all expression is freedom. And it's the same thing we talked about a while ago when we were talking about Mary Read and when we were talking about my experience at with the truth of who I am at this enlightenment intensive. It's like again, the celebration was for experience. Yay! Experience is happening. It wasn't about what was being said. how it was being expressed. It wasn't because it was a good experience. It was because it was experience. Yay! Look at this freedom, just freedoming. That was what the celebration was about. And so that's what this is saying. So if you're seeing conflict, it's because you're looking at this and going, oh, no, 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 this won't do. Look at that conflict.
Yeah, so it has to be, once again, it's a perceptual problem.
It's a perceptual problem. Even if somebody, you know, and I heard Craig Holiday talk about somebody being up in his face fussing. He just loving them, you know. And that's his choice to express his freedom, which is to experience that love. Now, I can't speak for the person who was up in his face. I don't know what their experience was. It doesn't seem to be the same one that Craig was having at the time, right? But that's the point. It's like, you know, what's that got to do with me, right? You know, why this? It's not to be taken personally. It's not to go, well, you're being conflictual with me.
Yeah, and I think this is really where we started, because Jesus said, this is what's going to happen for you too. You're going to seem to be persecuted. You know.
Right.
But the realization, the resurrection, is the way out.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly what it says. All that happened to Jesus will in its own way happen for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This shall happen to you, that you may learn that you are that which you have always been. And anything else that seemed to be was just a dream you asked to dream. Yeah, we just get caught up and think that it's the truth. And it just gets, sometimes it gets so heavy and thick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Well, it's really good of you to tie this all together, Connie. That's great. All right. And then this last paragraph in NTI Acts chapter 13 says, this is why the Holy Spirit celebrates his invitation to meet you within your dream.
Thank God.
The Holy Spirit celebrates your truth, which is your freedom, and he is grateful for it. And that's what I was just saying. I mean, that was my real experience of
really?
My true self. It was just
yes,
like,
you
yay!
Had that. You had that experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, and really... That's something to truly be grateful for, because some just have their faith and some people don't have that. But you've had that experience.
Yeah, I know. At bottom, that's the truth of who I am.
Yes.
That's the truth of who I am.
Yes, because you really had that experience where you were you got that celebration.
Yeah.
To the depths of your being. I mean, I've heard you talk about it.
Yeah.
That celebration of, well, I think you said it a minute ago, the celebration of that freedom to perceive it however you want to, but it's just a celebration of freedom. It's all,
yeah.
You know, put
That's
whatever
it.
Slant you want on it, but all it is a celebration of freedom.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yay!
Yay! That's great. Okay. So we'll move on then. Woo, I bet y'all were waiting for me to say that.
Oh, no. I think this is the way we get
Kathy
this.
Said yay.
I have to do that. I think this is the way we get this. You can't intellectualize this stuff.
Yeah. Because that doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And that's what your father was saying about you. That was so cool about Jacqueline is that it becomes a practice for you. It becomes something that you internalize and experience, and it's not just spiritual ghosting. And you and I talked earlier, and you said, well, I get that, but, you know, what do I do with that? You know, you have to get real with it. You have to get down in it to get back to, yay!
Yeah. Yeah, which is what we felt like we just did here.
Yeah, that you all have had to witness. Sorry.
Sorry. That's good. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, NTI Acts chapter 14.
Phew.
Your mind is split.
Oh, you think?
We have spoken of this before, and this split will seem to persist after you have made the decision to follow this path with me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I couldn't see that.
Not let the split distress you, but do not forget to be aware of it. You must notice when the part of your mind that is not with me seeks to regain command and control by giving you ideas that seem appealing and useful to it.
You're speaking to the choir.
Remember that you are not it, and you have decided to walk with me. Reminding yourself of what you truly want will always bring you back from any temptation that passes through your mind. Sticking firmly to what you truly want will keep you firmly on the path with me. And, of course, you know, this temptations idea is you know, the temptation to turn your back on what you know, to believe the thinking mind, frankly. It's the temptation to run with the story.
Yeah, and it's also Jesus or the Holy Spirit's sweet way of saying, for those of you that may not have had these experiences, these mystical spirit experiences, you know, hang in there, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Just, you know, just remember the promise. Here's the promise. It's coming. Just keep faith.
Keep the faith. Yeah, and he says to do that by reminding yourself of what you truly want. And
holding your
spiritual aspiration out in front as a beacon.
Yes.
Yeah. And Regina was just talking about that on Seven Steps last night. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yes.
It's like what asking yourselves, what do I want? Do I want to be right in this situation? Or do I want to wake up?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do I want to be vindicated? Or do I want to wake up? Go ahead.
Right. And whether I'm seeing, you know, whether my feeling my chakra is splitting open, or you know, whatever mystical experiences you have or may not have had, you know, it just like for the ones of us who have had these mystical experiences, and you know, that we're not even deserving of getting caught up in the muck and the mire because we've had the experiences.
Yeah. Don't you remember I told you? Right.
Right. Right. You've had that experience. Now, you know, for somebody that has never had it, you know, oh gosh, hang in there. Keep faith. Keep your willingness. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Kathy points out that the choose once again that we read tonight for general healing starts off talking about temptation. Yeah, so we'll hear more about that from Regina here in a few minutes. Okay, NTI Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 20, bottom of page 239. Many will come to you and see the light in you. They will thirst for the light and seek it mightily. But they will be confused in that they think the light is you and apart from them. This is a confusion you must never share, even if they do not understand you as you explain it to them. Love them and help them, but do not join them in their worship of you, for only the ego would worship one over another. The Holy Spirit worships all things equally.
And, you know, and I've seen this. I've got neighbors that just love and adore them. And it's a light that she gives off, you know, and more than just those neighbors. But I mean, that's just an easy example. It's a light that that Jacqueline radiates that draws people, and you get it because they want to join with that light, cognitive of it or not.
Cool. Thanks. So love your brother and let him love you, but remember that the Holy Spirit is not the God of separate things and separate status. He is the messenger of one God in which you and your brother are one also. You are the vessel through which God works, just as you are the vessel through which the ego sees and works. The illusion of the world is an expression of freedom, but there is no better expression of freedom than that which recognizes all that is as God. You are the expression of freedom, and expression of freedom, you are endowed with the choice to choose the illusion you choose to see. Let me read it again. You are the expression of freedom, and as the expression of freedom, you are endowed with the choice to choose the illusion you choose to see. Choose with the ego, and you will be lost from the knowledge of freedom. Choose with the Holy Spirit, and you will know freedom in all that you see. And that's a really interesting way to put this, because this seems to be talking about the happy dream that the Course talks about, because it's just a really interesting way to put it, because we know the end goal is the knowledge of ourselves, the knowledge of truth, right? But this is like, this seems to be saying, like, along the way, you get to choose. You're living in a world of illusion, and you get to see the illusion that you choose to see along the way, which reinforces, of course, Connie, what you were saying a while ago. You know, if you're seeing conflict, you know, it's because you choose to see conflict. I'm like, I do not. But so I want to just read this one more time, because it's a really interesting way of saying it. It says, you are the expression of freedom, and as the expression of freedom, you are endowed with the choice to choose the illusion you choose to see. That's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting. But I mean, you know, what is of God has to have the attributes of God. So even in the dream of separation, you have to be free to choose to be free, or choose to be unfree and encumbered by your own thoughts.
Right. Which you're really free to think them.
Right.
Right. But you make yourself prisoner to those thoughts, and
exactly.
Then think you don't have any
choice.
You
imprison yourself. You're your own worst enemy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And then, of course, that those last two sentences, it's that whole thing is there's only two thought systems, and you have to be one or the other, and that's where the choose again comes. You're either participating in the thought system of the ego, the illusionary thought system of who you have misrepresented yourself to be, or you're in the thought system of the Holy Spirit, which is the Christ, which is the freedom, which is the way back home, which is the promise, which is God and the divinity and peace and love and joy and all the wonderful things, right?
Yeah.
But you're in one or the other. They're mutually exclusive. You've chosen one side of the column or the other, and that's where you are, and that's where you're stuck until you go, oh, there must be another way to see this.
Choose again.
Choose again.
Yeah. Good. Okay, amen, Sister Connie. Thanks, guys, for letting us be here and share with you, even when it's not real pretty.
Well, it's experiential, and it has to be the way, right?
Yeah. 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 You have to go through the muck, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And so, and Cheryl, we did Acts chapter 13, verses 32 through 41, the end of NTI Acts chapter 14. Again, thank you guys. For being here with us. We love you. And let's see, we'll be closed next, but we'll see the week after or something. Maybe Connie and Tom will. Anyway.